Darv, live from San Antonio, Texas. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing good. It's hot down here, but I'm doing well, thank you.
All right, and Michael, we have you on once a month. I'm sorry we had to cut into your time a little bit, but we were having a lot of fun with the Berklee College Republicans. Did you hear that?
I was listening to that, yes, sir.
And, what do you think?
Well, I was very impressed with Miss Irvin. Miss Irvin,
Andrea,
my apologies. I was very impressed with her. She seemed like a very reasonable, young, conservative Republican.
Oh, really?
Very reasonable. I mean, there were certain aspects that I was concerned about. I felt like it was very reasonable that she would just come out and tell the rest of the public that there's a benefit to people doing good for people who've done good for you, namely doing good for people who've contributed money. And I was a little concerned about the discussion about civil liberties, because she said she wasn't that worried about the civil liberties issue and that the Patriot Act was actually a pretty good thing. And, you know, it's Memorial Day, Lee.
It's Memorial Day.
And tomorrow, of course. Mm-hmm. And I was reading the news about Memorial Day and all of these generations of servicemen and women who've died in wars to protect our civil liberties. And I think it's a pretty sad thing when a person comes on during the Memorial Day weekend and disparages the very civil liberties that so many people have given their lives for in the battlefield. And I just want to alert the public, just for, you know, to get my two cents in, of course.
Yeah.
U.S. Army Brigadier General Evelyn Foote, I don't know if you've heard of her.
No.
She joined the President Bush this weekend commemorating the veterans at the memorial, the war memorial,
uh-huh.
World War II. And she actually joined with the ACLU calling for the end of the Patriot Act because of its draconian provisions and, you know, how it basically erodes our civil liberties. And, you know, this is a brigadier general. This isn't some...
Well, there are a lot of generals breaking ranks. You know, Anthony Zinni, I think, has broken.
Right. I mean, this is the kind of thing. And my tendency is to, when it's people who normally I'd have no contact with, people from, you know, the generals and colonels, and even they're coming out against things like the Patriot Act, because they actually believe that they're fighting to protect civil liberties. And so when Ms. Irvin is so flippant and a little coy about... I guess he's not one of the people who've been randomly rounded up by the FBI and shipped to Guantanamo Bay.
I don't think so. I mean, she was in the studio.
Well, I know. Of course, now I'm being sarcastic, but I think you know what I mean. Don't you know?
No, I know what you mean.
Right.
So what the heck are you doing in Texas?
Well, I came down. You know, this is I was attending a straight wedding. Some heterosexual friends of mine were getting married, and I always like to attend a straight wedding and support straight marriages whenever I can.
Does that mean you have a problem with gay marriages?
No, I just always think it's really a beautiful thing when straights can get married, and they can do that here in Texas, and so I came to see that.
Okay, I understand.
And it's very hot down here, and I thought, well, this is an opportunity to also look at some of the really crucial issues that are happening in Texas. And as you know, I'm from Texas.
Right.
And, you know, the prison scandal that we're seeing in Iraq really mirrors some of the prison scandals that we have here in the state of Texas.
Really?
Well, absolutely. There are many reports. You might look at Amnesty International or ACLU, and I know people think that they're liberal. Of course, I'm not a liberal. I don't care about liberal and conservative. I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
But the point of the fact is that you have this state executing mentally ill people, which is a violation of the Geneva Conventions, which is not the Geneva Conventions, but the international human rights law. And I think that's very troubling, and I think that there is a parallel, frankly, to what we see in other parts of the world. And we don't talk that much about prison abuse at home. I think we should. I think that the atrocities and the abuses and the torture that's happened in the Middle East in some ways reflects some of what happens here to our own American citizens and foreign nationals who are arrested in American prisons. And it's something we need to look at.
Well, now, I didn't research this before coming on, but just wanted to check, and maybe you did. Mentally disabled people in Texas, are you saying they are recently being executed, but also during the tenure of George W. Bush as governor, as I recall?
Yeah, it's been a practice. It's been a common practice. People who are this person wasn't mentally retarded. He was mentally ill. He was insane.
Okay.
And but in the past, in this state, as you may know, and others may know, and they can research this, they can go to the Department of State of the state of Texas even and research this and look at it on their own website, where they talk about the IQ of inmates who've received the death penalty here, and their IQs at 60 and 65 and 70, people who are clinically and mentally retarded, but they're put to death. And I think that's a real shame. In addition, you have reports about women prisons, where women are taken to the field and put into cages in the field, forced to urinate and defecate on themselves because they're not given access to a bathroom.
Oh, my God.
These kinds of things, they're disgusting, And they discuss this when they happen at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq, and they should discuss this when they happen in the Lone Star State or any other state in the Union.
But of course. Well, Michael, I'm afraid we have to cut you off there, and I know you hate to be cut off.
I do. Yeah, well, it's fine. I'm used to this kind of behavior from the media, and I've come to respect you guys at CALAC, though.
Well, we'll have you on again next month, and who knows, maybe we can have you on a little sooner since we had to abbreviate this version.
I hope so. I look forward to it, Lee.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this week, and if you could stay on the line for a moment, I'll have a few comments off the air. But I want to thank Andrea Irvin. Andrew Irvin from the Berklee College Republicans, Beatrice DaCosta of Critical Art Ensemble, Michael Starve, who we just talked to, and Enemy Combatant Radio, as always. And remember Daniel and Amy for their news coverage. My name has been Lee. If you need any links that we've had this week, you can see them at www.undemocratic.us/Amandla. And that's about it. I just want to also remind people that our president this week announced that he was honored to shake the hand of a brave Iraqi citizen who had his hand cut off by Saddam Hussein. Thank you, and good night.